I just be chilling. I catch a stray. I respond with an excessive amount of response. I got blocked once doing it. It was great.
I don't doubt that.
Ask Hunter.
You have been known to do some really odd things.
Exorbitant?
Sure. We'll call it that.
Hunter, have your fucking headphones charged yet? Is he AFK?
Probably.
God damn it.
I mean, you do the same treatment for us.
Yeah, but at least I say something before I just dip.
No, you don't.
If I don't, it's an emergency. That means I'm about to piss myself, shit myself, or dehydrate on the spot.
That must happen a lot, because you do that a lot in our D&D sessions.
I always say something before I leave our D&D sessions.
Never.
Not in the beginning. I do now, for sure. Like, at least for the past, I don't know, 5 to 7 sessions, I've said, hey, I gotta go do something real quick. I'll have my headset on so I can still hear.
I somehow don't remember any time you've ever said that. Actually, you've only said that once.
No.
Yes.
I've said it at least once a session, for sure. Because I always end up having to go walk Obi during a session, because that's the time he goes at night.
No, I mean, there would be times you just get up, take a piss, and we're like, it's your turn to do something, and you're like, we wait. And then he's like, sorry, I was taking a piss.
In any of those moments, you've never had to wait more than about 20 seconds, because my bathroom is next to my room.
But it's just the fact that you say nothing.
Normally because it is a very short endeavor. But like, if every time I told y'all I was going to piss, y'all would get fucking annoyed at me saying I'm going to piss. I pee like 7 times a session. Not an even exaggeration. I'd be drinking big water. I love big water. This motherfucker's still AFK, so I'm coming through his speakers. I didn't hear it that time. Speakers! See, now they don't want to work with me. Oh.
What up, bit?
Fuck.
What up?
Nothing.
Be dramatic.
Just talking about, yeah, always.
Yes, he's being very dramatic.
Wait, are you complaining about my speakers?
Mm-mm.
Yes, okay. And no, but yes.
I'm going to put in my headphones once we start.
You know what else you can put in? Just...
You know what else he can put in? You know what I'm saying?
No. Okay, never mind. Okay, joke's over. Mind. I quit. You win. Ganked by Hunter's wife.
Welcome back to The Force Unscripted, where today we will have another episode of The Verses for you. This time, The Verses have changed slightly in that we have now chosen a set list of characteristics that the two people debating will have to choose a specific character that meets the requirements for all 6 characteristics. The characteristics for the episode today are... Overall force ability, natural speed, physical strength, hacking skill or tech savvy, battle IQ, and lightsaber mastery. And I have just been informed that the 2 characters used today are Anakin Skywalker for Makeda and Jason Solo for Wenshi.
Obviously he was going to pick Anakin Skywalker, like...
Of course.
The second the categories popped up, he was like, oh, I know who everyone's gonna pick. Yeah, everyone's gonna pick fucking Anakin Skywalker.
Of course. Bro, I'm picking to win. Alright, why wouldn't I go with the best option that there is? Huh?
That's why I didn't pick it.
So you picked to lose? What?
No, I picked because I knew you were gonna pick him.
What? So you picked to lose?
Okay, we can't have the same character, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I knew you were going to pick...
You could have picked someone. You could have said someone's off limit.
No.
We had, I mean, it, folks. I already won. He admitted defeat.
So I didn't admit defeat. I just said that was the obvious choice.
I mean, yeah, I think it really is. Like, I like your pick for sure, but I don't see Jason Solo beating Anakin in overall force ability. I don't see him beating him in natural speed either, because Anakin was fucking ripped to all heavens. So in physical strength, I mean, like, he's already down on physical strength too, because like, if you count Anakin's robotic arm, like, that's still part of his physical strength. That shit fucking insane. As far as like tech savviness, I mean, like, he was literally like, well, I forget what the four, it's like a techno something, but like, it's something that he's specifically like in tuned with machines. That's why his pod racer is fucking good, built from trash. C-3PO is a thing, like, and he constructed what is basically like I don't know, almost a perfect lightsaber design. And even his namesake grandson, the brother of your character, Anakin, was named for his likeness to Anakin and also had that same, like, Force tech ability. So I got two Anakins on that one. As far as battle IQ, I mean, like, he became a Jedi in wartime. He was a badass commander for a reason. And then lightsaber mastery, I mean, even as Vader, you see, like, the combinations and fluidity between his forms. I just think that, like, there's no way Jason Solo holds a candle to him in any of these, really.
Okay, let's look at Force ability first.
I have a quick question.
Yes, boss.
Are we going to differentiate Anakin and Vader in this specific scenario?
That is a great, wonderful question.
Am I supposed to answer that one?
Yes, because yes. It's your character.
Well, I mean, like, Vader is Anakin Skywalker. I feel like you but can count. Means... I feel like you can count the stuff that Vader did as Anakin Skywalker, but not the reverse, because Vader goes back to being Anakin.
Irregardless of whether Vader is separate,
debate, I'll just use like Anakin.
Okay, you know what? No.
Mustafara.
Okay, I was gonna say because like in the Obi-Wan show. Vader specifically says,
mm-hmm, Anakin Skywalker, you didn't. I killed him. Yeah.
Yep.
Gotcha. Do you want to do a little quote? I heard you getting ready for the voice.
No, it's fine. I was getting ready for it, but that's fine. No. You decided to interrupt. That's on you. You could have had me doing a shitty impression, but here we are.
You can still do it. It's not too late.
No, it's okay. It's all good. I don't feel like embarrassing myself now. Yeah, so... Just to Mustafar, right? Or just to, like, right before post-Mustafar.
Until he becomes the pocket pussy.
Mm-hmm. Until he becomes the pocket pussy. In that case, Force ability. I am going to give it to Jason here.
If I have to make this distinction, you also have to specify, is this Jason Solo or is this Cadis? If I have to make that distinction, so do you.
Bro, he was always Jason Solo, though.
Okay, but he was always Anakin Skywalker.
He literally has, like... two personalities. He switches between them in the world between worlds. They're like two separate people in one. He has personality disorders,
him,
all right?
The only people who call Cadis Jason are the people trying to redeem him. And he kills one of them. That is not Jason Solo. That is Cadis at that point. So what's your distinction?
Either way.
Where's your line?
Okay, no. Either way, when does he come back and say he's Cadis? Is it before or after the 5-year journey?
It's got to be during.
I'm pretty sure it's after.
He went on the... Oh, well, you're right, because Lumia named him after the journey.
Uh-huh. So, that's what I'm talking about right now. Everything up until then. Because after that, he's still got the same abilities. He's just a different name.
I'm cool with that. We don't know that he has Shatterpoint, though, at that point.
Well, we just don't see him use it.
We don't know that he knows it, though. He could have learned it when he found out he was up against Mandalorian.
Like, within the 5 seconds of that battle starting?
Possibly. You don't know.
I feel like he was a little too clean with it for that to be something he thought on the fly.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you on that. But until Lumia calls him Cadis, until that battle at the fucking moon during the fucking ant or spider queen shit, whatever, he's good.
The Killick stuff?
After the Killick stuff is when Lumia names him.
So, if we look at his journey, we can see that he literally spent 5 years just learning, like, different Force abilities, diving into, like, the intricacies of the Force, the dark side, the light side, all of that. He looks into the fountain of, what's it called, the knowledge, right? Gains the time walking. What is that called? I forget.
Flow walking,
which I don't think we ever see Anakin do before or even after Mustafar. So already, I think Jason has more overall Force ability, like in technique and control, that kind of stuff. Whereas, sure, Anakin is the powerhouse. We know that. But I would say in, like, actual ability versus just brute force, Jason's going to take the cake there because he did spend the time and the effort to, like, go on a self-discovery kind of journey thing.
Yeah, but to say that is to say that, like, you're the category is overall Force ability. And you're talking about, like, multiple different abilities. I feel like you can't have that talk without talking about, like, one... The massive pool and command of the Force that Anakin has.
Is that not what I just said?
No, but what I'm saying is, like, at a certain point, your little intricate details, different skills that you learn, doesn't matter if the other person on the other side can just grab you and throw you against your will. When are you going to fucking use those powers?
I hear what you're saying, but also, when has having more utility been a bad thing?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm saying, like, if you come at me with a pair of scissors and I have a fucking mallet, I'm going to beat your shit in.
Not if I dodge the mallet and stab you with the scissors.
You still going to get hit with a fucking mallet.
Okay, but a mallet isn't going to fucking pierce my skin. The scissors will pierce yours. It's not what tools you have, it's how you use them. Think about it, because if you fucking pulled out a lightsaber right now, you, and you weighed 200 more pounds than me.
I want to call quits on this, because I am infamously bad with lightsabers. This is just unfair to begin with, so no. We're going to stop right
there. I can agree with that fact. He is terrible with a lightsaber.
No, I don't need a fact check on that. I admitted
no,
to it.
No, we definitely did.
I admitted to it.
The lightsaber you see in all of our graphics, it's just for show.
You know what? I'm not going to sit here and take this. I see what you're saying. I think that, I don't know, Brick3PO, can we get an overall explanation on what you meant when you picked the category overall force ability? Like, because I feel like depending on how Brick defines force ability, because I took it as more of like raw power, but as you mentioned, like, and I have to give it to you on that one. If it talks about like different skills within the force, Jason definitely beats Anakin. But I just feel like with Anakin's overall force potential, being a being made completely of, you know, like conceived from midichlorians, being force Jesus, I mean, cut down before his prime, but I mean, like, we're not including Vader. Vader still did some fucking wicked shit, but I mean, like, it depends on how Brick defines overall force ability.
Overall force ability, how well they can use said force. The amount of force that they can use is somewhat negligent, because you can have a large pool, but a very small control over it. So techniques that can be used, force abilities that can be mastered, things of the sort. It's not just pure raw force power.
Then I feel like even if you count it like that, either our characters are tired or mine wins. Because there was no, I'm fully convinced there was nothing that Anakin could not learn.
Okay, but we're not talking about potential to learn. We're talking about things they knew.
He said can be. I listened to his words. We record.
I am just going off of what their current arsenals are at the moment.
Just asking for clarification.
I understand.
Mean the number of abilities that can be used.
The tools that they have at their disposal and how well they can use them is the end all that I have or asking. It's not whether they can learn it in the future if they have the ability to learn it. It's just here is their skill set that they pursued and how well did they use it.
I still feel like Anakin did his perfectly, so how does that stand? Because of what he could use and how he used it, I mean, he used it like Force Jesus would. If you're talking about Jason,
just because you,
what he could use and how he used it for some not so good things.
You know, so did Anakin.
Yeah, I mean, that's his grandpa.
He did kind of idolize him, didn't he?
I mean, he literally got compared to Anakin, like, by the military people of his time.
Didn't Palayan make that comparison, too?
No, it was, like, the whole GAG, which I thought was a funny name. The Galactic Alliance, whatever they were. The GAG, the GAG. They were all like, wow, you're like your grandpa, and he got a fucking ego boner from that.
So,
but you know what? In force ability and overall force, I'll just give you this one. Fuck it. You can have this specific one. I still shit on you in all other ones.
Yeah, this is the one I was going to fight the hardest for.
I will say, the ability to walk back in time is kind of busted.
Isn't it? That's how he got Tahiri on his side, because he was like, hey, you want to go kiss your boy again? You want to go tell him you liked him before he gets himself offed? And then all of a sudden he had an apprentice.
He literally got the worst kind of rebound pussy. Like, how do you show your dead brother's ex your dead brother dying again and then be like, let's fuck. Got to get those emotions out somehow. That's crazy toxic. All right, come on. You got to give me natural speed and physical strength and also tech savviness, because fucking Jason sucked with computers. He was the fucking animal boy. He liked fucking collecting little snakes and shit and hiding them in the temple.
Yeah, I was debating between Jason or Jaina, but I felt like I could maybe argue more for Jason's categories than Jaina, but I would have argued the hacking tech savvy for her.
She wasn't really hacking or tech savvy. She was just a good pilot.
She was that kind of tech savvy, which is what Anakin was started off as too.
Yeah,
right?
Like she could fix her ship and stuff, but like even then Anakin could like build fucking droids from scratch.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna argue that anybody was any of my other possible choices would be better at him at that. I mean, he built C-3PO as a kid when he was like 8 or 9, and that annoying motherfucker is still walking around.
I have him on my face. It's kind of affordable.
So yeah, I think I got you in everything else though, buddy. I'm sorry.
Okay,
you could kind of make an argument for maybe battle IQ, but it would
I was going to say the closest my next one would be battle IQ.
But that's comparing like naval assaults to fucking ground well, I guess Anakin did naval assaults too, but like his plan is just hey, smash it with that shit, enough shit gets smashed, smash it with some more shit, and then run in.
So yeah, I think Jason has better battle IQ than Anakin.
It depends on what kind of battle, though. Like, in a naval battle, yeah, sure. Do they get shit
yeah, okay,
on
are we talking about, like, 1v1s battle, or like, you know, hand-to-hand battle IQ kind of thing, or are we talking, like, military command battle IQ for battle IQ brick?
This one was something that was a little bit up in the air that I should have asked for clarification for when making the list. In the sense of what you guys are mentioning in the latter, where it's like 1-to-1, I think that would coincide with the other trait asked for, which was close quarters combat mastery. So I believe just overall battle IQ would be either it can be done in a small scale and or large scale.
Okay. By large scale, you would mean like a ground assault, though, right?
Ground assault, leading of fleets, whichever they had command over. Because it could, some of these qualities can be done for a normal human. So if we were to say something like Admiral Akbar, who is a legitimate admiral, I feel like his battle IQ would be fairly high.
Okay, I got you. See, I'm gonna give battle IQ to Jason here, just because he actually did have some good ass battle IQ. And Vader slash Anakin, either persona is mainly smash it with big shit.
I mean, okay, for like a naval assault, that's not the play. But for like ground assaults and shit, I mean, it always worked in his favor.
That doesn't mean he had good battle IQ. It just means he fucking brute forced everything.
Me smash, okay? Me smash. Anakin smash, good smash, good. Fine, you can have that one. Fuck you.
Still think smash. Lightsaber mastery? I don't know as much about Jason's lightsaber mastery, but I mean, he was good enough that he beat Mara with poison.
That doesn't even count.
Yeah, it doesn't. You're right.
I'm just trying to rub salt in my wounds.
I mean, Jaina was the sword of the Jedi, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was kicking her ass until he got distracted.
I mean, Jason doesn't have Jason doesn't have enough lightsaber feet to say that he's a lightsaber master. Like, I guess he in the
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like he's not the fighting type.
I am currently looking at a lightsaber skills for Jason Solo. It is that he has a natural talent for fencing, considered one of the best duelists in the Praxium. Shortly after constructing his lightsaber, by the time he was a Sith Lord, was a deadly duelist, able to engage multiple Jedi at a time, and even battle against Battle Master Kyle Katarn with little effort.
He fought Kyle? I don't remember him fighting Kyle. I remember they fucked up Tion and Cam, but that wasn't with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he did get himself stabbed in the back by Ben.
I just think that if you're talking about lightsaber mastery, like, that's basically all Anakin did outside of repair his starship when he had free time.
Yeah, he's the master of Form 5, or, right? It was 5, right?
Yeah.
Or was it 4?
Yeah,
yeah, it was
but
5.
He, I mean, like, he knew all the forms, too. Like, Jason, by the time you get to the Jedi Praxium that Luke started, I don't even think you have anywhere near a comparable amount of material on the lightsaber forms and stuff by that time. Anakin was at the temple able to, you know, spar with different masters, different knights, different padawans. Like, yes, Jason could do the same, but not nearly on the scale that Anakin could expose himself to. I feel like that grants, like, he's already born like 5 steps ahead of Jason is. Because when Jason gets to the academy's only been around for like 3 or 4 years at that point.
Yeah, so
at least to where it's like functioning past like the initial group of like, I think like 8 to 12 Jedi that Luke had.
Yeah, it was just that small cohort, wasn't it? No, I won't argue that Jason was better than Anakin at lightsaber. I think he might have been like getting up there as good, but Anakin was, there was no way that Jason could have gone that many rounds against Obi-Wan on Mustafar. Like, let's look at it that way, right? There's no way Jason would have lasted that long against Obi-Wan. He was the defensive, like, master on the council at the time, right?
That's what it was.
Yeah, so, like, Obi-Wan is a master of defense. And, I mean, Anakin had him, you know, they were equal. I don't think Jason would have been equal to Obi-Wan at that point. Thinking of all like the places that he studied and everything in his like 5-year journey, none of them would have given him an edge against Anakin in this category, I would think. But that's the beauty of this new form of verses that we're doing, is that your character doesn't have to win every category, just enough that it's a majority, right?
Correct.
Which makes me think that we should do 5 or 7 instead of 6.
Ooh.
I was going to make or add more to the overall list to make it 7, but I ran out of time and or could not figure out any other topics. So I should have made it back down to 5.
Hell yeah.
This will be done in the future.
Yeah, because then that way there's no ties. This way, you know, we can tie, potentially. We won't, but we could. So, okay, what we have left. So I have battle IQ, and I have force ability. You have hacking skill and lightsaber mastery. So let's look at speed and physical strength.
I already beat you on that one, buddy. I'm sorry.
I don't... Okay, but does... Just physical strength, no force augmentation. Does Anakin have more physical strength than
Jason? Was lanky. Jason was lanky. Anakin had a robotic arm and was swole as shit from just constant combat and military practice. Like that dude was a walking fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger in a 21-year-old body.
Clarification for Brick: does physical strength include prosthetics? Just curious. I'm not gonna argue it. I'm just like, for instance, if I put Grievous in here, is Grievous really strong or is he just a fucking robot?
He has high physical strength as a robot.
What the motherfucker is that really physical metal. Strength yes, or is that fucking
he can
no or is it metal. Hydraulics?
That's part of physical strength.
So you're telling me that if I brought a backhoe into this category, it would win.
I mean, can you punch a backhoe until it breaks?
Yeah.
Then if the person can punch the backhoe till it broke, then yes. Otherwise, fuck no. A backhoe also doesn't have any independent strength of its own. It's dependent on, like, the torque and power generated by the person.
Thank you. That just answered my Grievous question.
But he is the tool. He's not a tool. So therefore, the tool is independent in this case. It doesn't count.
Grievous is a tool. He's literally a brain and a fucking heart.
Okay, but
everything else is servos and hydraulics. That was my question.
Exoskeleton broke you in half. Would you be like, oh yeah, it was the exoskeleton that killed Winchy, not Grievous? Like, no, you'd be like, Grievous fucking murked Winchy. Like,
okay, and if I ran over you with a fucking backhoe and you died, would you say, oh, it was the backhoe?
Yes.
No.
That motherfucker had to use a weapon because his hands wasn't enough. Yes, I would say the backhoe killed him.
He had to use a weapon? Okay, see, I'm saying if the backhoe had, like, a droid
Grievous
personality in it...
Grievous is not using a weapon, though. He is the weapon.
Okay, if a backhoe had Brick 3PO installed in that bitch...
Then I would absolutely say that backhoe had more physical strength than me. If it was a sentient fucking backhoe that could just whack itself midair and swing itself at me, yeah, I would win. It fucking just bludgeoned me to death.
Okay, we've clarified this category now.
Did you just want to hear me say that I would get folded by a backhoe? Like, is that
yes.
The fuck?
Yes, I did. Yeah, we've never seen Jason in media format, right? We've only ever seen him in books and comics. So I would not try to argue that his physical capabilities were more than our boy Hayden Christensen.
I don't think his natural speed was either. Anakin was always fucking booking it across them fields. You see it in Clone Wars. You see it in the micro series. Kind of see it in episode 2, not 3, really.
So for speed, I mean, okay. If you have strong physical strength and you're not fat, I feel like you're going to have more speed than somebody, right, who's smaller with the same, like, qualifications. So this one says natural speed. The other one doesn't say natural physical strength. So, okay. This makes sense. Physical strength can include the fucking cybernetics, but natural speed would be running with your own two damn feet.
There's also the force enhance ability for force speed that can enhance how fast you move, and I want to make sure there was a distinction between that two.
That's literally what I was thinking of was the ability to enhance your speed with the force, which I get it, the natural.
I can assume that Anakin did it because Obi-Wan did it, but like, I don't think there's actually a point where we see it, and I wouldn't think that Jason would know how to do that either. I mean, they could probably naturally augment, but I was really honing in on the natural speed port. part.
No. I mean, this category is literally natural. The physical strength one doesn't say natty, so like you don't have to be natty for that category, but this one you do.
For clarification, it is said that Jason Solo, or as he was, is Darth Cadus, was a very proficient and skilled user of Force Speed.
But that's Cadus.
But either way, it wouldn't apply to this category because that would be
augmented. It just sounded like you said he didn't use it at all.
No, I said I didn't know that he used it. I just assumed that he did because it's a Force augment, and most Jedi could just innately kind of do that shit. What I was going to mention was the fact that, like, Jason, in, like, a lot of his, like, early books where he's, like, a preteen and an early teen, always talks about how he's fucking winded when he's running, even into his, like, late teen years. I can't imagine a fucking late teen Anakin being winded while running at any point in time. That's what I'm going to hone in on.
Yeah, okay, yeah, late teen Anakin jumped from a moving speeder in the flyer lanes of Coruscant and didn't break a sweat catching Zam, right? So, yeah, I'm going to say that Anakin was probably more physically fit and in that, you know, case, capable of running fucking faster. And for fucking longer, too.
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
I love that song. I love the Kanye remix of it.
I don't love Kanye.
No, but I like the remix. It's a good gym song.
The art from the artist.
Which is why we don't listen to Sicko Mode anymore.
Oh, well, you know what? You got a point. All right, Brickety, call it. Who won?
So, by both of you two's consensus, as well as the tallying that I've been making, it seems that you have came to the overall judgment that Anakin was better in natural speed, physical strength, hacking skill, and lightsaber mastery, which is 4 of the 6 qualities, which means Anakin has 1.
And fuck you too.
No, fuck you. Force Jesus overall. I could only think of one character that may have beat Anakin, and it was Revan.
I was going to say, hear me out. What if I had picked Windu?
Windu would have won. The only thing Windu would have lost in is tech savviness and...
Right?
And just tech savviness. That's it, really.
I will have to say, it is a strategical move to literally just drop one of the skills if all others are very proficient.
That's what I was going for. I didn't have any prep time, really, for picking a character, so I just went with the first one that came to my brain, which was...
We got the topic at the same time.
I know. But I mean, like... You know, at the end of this, we can pick the category. No.
But I came up with a better answer in the same amount of time.
I never will.
But I came up with a better answer in the same amount of
time. Did you come up with a better answer, or did you go with the choice that you said would be the most obvious choice for this?
So is the most obvious.
So you didn't actually put any thought into it. You just looked at the things and went, oh, Anakin.
Yep, I looked at the things, critically analyzed them, and picked the best choice. Yes, that is correct. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
I think you just critically inhaled some, you know, dirty air, my guy. All right.
You're mad. I won. You're mad.
You probably took a shit and you were smelling it.
Where are you? Okay. Where are you going with this? No, I want to hear it. Go ahead. Finish it. I'm waiting.
I was getting on to the fact that one of your two brain cells was struggling.
Okay. They've always been struggling. They've been fighting for third place for, I don't know, 29 years now. Like, tell me something I don't know. My brain cells are constantly just doing this in my head. All the time. No breaks.
You know what mine are doing?
I feel like I'm being baited. No, red means bad.
No, come on.
Oh. Ugh.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I needed.
You know, if you made a sound, nothing came through, and I'm so glad.
I did notice that my microphone didn't light up. Here, I'll reiterate for you. Yeah, play again, please.
Fucking toxic.
I had to do it twice because it didn't pick up again.
It just makes your moans are just background noise. This is what I used to go to sleep at night.
That has been today's episode for Versus. It has stayed on topic, derailed, came back, and somehow died in the ditch. Thank you all for listening. If we have any other suggestions for Versus topics, please do not be afraid to let us know at our website, theforceunscripted.com. Please continue to listen to our content at any of the streaming platforms that you follow us on, whether it be Spotify, YouTube, etc. Please follow us on Twitter, formerly known as X, Instagram, and
Blue Sky. We have Blue Sky now.
Oh, yeah, Blue Sky.
If you want to drop us some categories that you want us to argue about on Versus or anything like that, any other suggestions you might have for us, feel free to drop them in the comments and reviews section of the website, and we will be sure to take those into consideration. And if we do add one into our pool, we will absolutely give whoever sent it in a shout out. Thank you guys for chilling.
Yep, that's the Versus for today, everyone. May the Force be with you, and we'll catch you on the next one. Can I get a woo-woo? No, for Brick.